do. Right over here by paragraph A, page right to the base. Okay. Moishi Ashreka, but move on her Yoini. Yes, Gam Reka, the Tshuva, Boif, and Masi. So just like there is the basis understanding of what Tshuva is, that was the whole chapter. He's been talking about the underlying understanding of Tshuva. Before a person does Tshuva, what is the underlying understanding of Tshuva is required before we even begin. So also, just like there's on the underlying understanding of what Tshuva is all about is necessary before doing Tshuva, so also there's a underlying actions that are required for Tshuva. Kiki Adua, because as it is known, Shahamasim Yeshlem Ashpah Ala Etzem, it is known that outward actions have an impression on a person's essence. And it can go both ways. A person's essence can obviously have an impression on the person's actions. Right? Usually, a person's actions should be a product of one's essence. But also works the opposite way as well. By a person doing something, there's a concept of fake it until you make it. Right? A person does something outwardly, it has an impression on the person's essence. As it says in the Chinuch, Sha'adam nifal kifi pulais, a person is affected by their actions. As much as a person does tshuva in the thought process, that's what we've learned up until now, if at the same time the person is not making sure that his actions reflect that he understands, meaning correcting one's actions and refining one's character traits, it's like going to the mikveh while still holding on to the sherets.
What's a sherets?
A rat. A rodent for me. A rodent.
Bug.
Yeah.
Which is told me.
Yeah.
What's
maybe
the point?
I shouldn't go to some of the mikvahs sometimes.
No, that's not the point.
That's creepy.
You, sometimes they look like they have some of those.
You're doing chew, but you don't really do those.
Come out. In New York, by all the mikvahs, a lot of the mikvahs, they have the sign outside. If you use the mikveh without paying for it,
right?
You're like toivel l'sheretz b'yoda. It's like.
They put one up like that here too. Friday at the two.
But toivel l'sheretz.
Oh no, not now with the sheretz.
B'yoda, ayna b'chinas hamazim.
We'll do it in pictures.
Don't need to have that image.
The hand, when it says over here, it's like toiveling with the sheretz in your hand, is. V'yodai is the concept of actions. Ki iyav shalotzeis mahamida sha'odam mushchizva v'sichli is l'chud. It's impossible for a person to eradicate a bad character trait only in intellect. It doesn't work. Your actions have to reflect that you're trying to accomplish. Ashiyasa pu'ulais b'poyol. The person has to actually do physical actions, lakara midas hamishchasa shaboy, to uproot the bad character traits. Hmm. Jeff, your advantage is that if you don't like something that I say, you can hang up. Who is greater than the Beis Yosef himself? It's brought that the Beis Yosef, in order to refine his character traits, he used to, a certain period of the day, he used to schlep on himself a sack of rocks to subjugate his what he felt that he was either too arrogant or that he was too stubborn. He felt that that was an exercise that would affect that character trait.
What did he do with the rocks?
He just schlep them around on his back for a while.
He was working out.
Right. Okay.
Rocky style.
Well, it all depends what your intentions are, obviously. Most people work out just to build themselves instead of to break themselves. He used it to break himself. It's called bodybuilding, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was body breaking. Who are we after the Beis Yosef? I mean, if he did something like that, then we obviously need to do whatever actions it is that would affect whatever we are trying to accomplish in theory. It's only through constant actions that work against our nature. And because if we have an issue with anger, then the person has to actually do actions to affect his temper. In begeus, or it's an arrogance, in betavis rois, or if it's in bad desires. We have to do actions to affect whatever character traits they are. As all yitar gover, and then the person will be able to be purified.
And if you have a combination of all three,
then you have your work out.
Just checking.
V'chlal hareka hamasi. See how concerned he is for you, Jeff?
He must have hung up.
Calisthenics
are both. Still there?
No, he's not. Wonder what it was.
No, it says connected.
So maybe he walked. He went to the bathroom or something.
V'chlal hareka hamasi. And included in this basis of action, is what is written in Mahayirogilmoidafim. This is very good in corresponding with the Siyam today. If a person is used to learning one daf a day and the person wants to do tshuva, the person should start learning two daf a day. The person should try to add on to what in a positive sense to the good things that they're doing. The person should add on to his conduct, to his good conduct, more than he was used to before he did tshuva. And now that he's doing tshuva, he should see to it that he should do more good than he was doing in the past. But he said, Yishalmi, as it says in Yishalmi, Shadavad HaMelech Achre Chet Bas Sheva, that Dovid HaMelech, after the chait with Bathsheba, kibbul all of Prishus gam v'nyanai heter. He accepted upon himself to separate himself even from things that were permissible. V'amma le'yitroi, and he said to his Yetzer Hara, ta'avta l'chol davar ha'asur, you desired something was forbidden, chayecha sh'ani mativcha davar ha'mutar. I swear to you, this is Dovid HaMelech said to his Yetzer Hara, I swear to you that I'm going to cause you to desire things that are permissible. Meaning, That is, he basically was talking to himself. You desired something that is forbidden. I am going to abstain from things that are permissible so that your desire should be for something that is permissible instead of for something that is forbidden.
He's fighting with the Yetzer Hara.
Al derech shekos av Rambam, Hilchos Deis, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis, she'im ki aderech ha'yishor hi aderech ha'benim. The Rambam writes that even though the straight path that people should walk on is the middle path, a person shouldn't be extreme to either way. Hare halokui b'midrash roi, says the Rambam, but someone who suffers of bad character traits, although the shanes anagosa b'kitzoini is l'tzad hasheni, that person needs to first go to the total other extreme before he goes back to the middle path. And only through that will a person be able to change himself for the better. Now both of these concepts, the prerequisite of understanding in theory what is necessary for tshuva, and to actively act in a way that is opposite one's nature, that creates the basis for total tshuva, shetiyah yitziva ubaskim la'ad, that it should be something that will be everlasting. My tshuva would be, at least on one area, would be like to come to places 15 minutes early.
You'd mess us all up then.
We wouldn't have enough time for the coffee, the schmooze, to clean up.
I used to, my ex-wife.
I'm serious, coming on time, that wouldn't be good enough. I'd have to go to the other extreme.
So you have to set your watch then a different way?
I used to tell my ex-wife, like, things were an hour earlier. So we get there close to the time that we were supposed to be there.
But once she figures it out, then they...
Yeah, that was it.
It
took about twice. That
That's it.
Okay.
So you wait till the...
Let me know when you want to start your tshuva.
Yeah, we
need to... Yeah, because we'll have to be on time.
We should just call this year for 7:30. Then it'll start at 8.
Yeah, but the problem is I know it. Okay. You should know that this making a shear before davening was my way of being on time for davening.
How'd that work?
So that in that sense,
it's Shabbos
it worked.
On Sunday.
It worked.
What?
And after the shear, what
happens? Yeah. Are you back?
Yeah, I have. I never left.
Now, we didn't hear you.
Because I kept putting on mute because Ronnie got mad at me because I made my thing too loud.
All right. Ma'amar Chamishi. We're going on to the fifth Ma'amar. Mashan Neshmoy Ma'asav Mekoymoy. This chapter is going to focus on the words of the Rambam that the Rambam says that the Baal Tshuva should change his name, his actions, and his place. You have a waiting call coming in.
This is more important.
Ignore?
Yeah.
Ask him for money.
I'll call back.
What do you mean by changing his name? No,
oh, well, that's what we're going to have a whole chapter about here.
Well, what is his name by changing his name?
I will find out. Does it mean he has...
I remember once my father gave a Shabbos Shua drush. He was talking about this Rambam, and he actually used this mashal. He said, "I am no longer Michal Twersky that comes late. I am." He said some other name. Moshe Twersky that comes on time. So this comes to me naturally.
But the Rambam's definition of Baal Teshuva is different than what we use today.
What do you mean?
The Rambam's talking about somebody who was from one up there and came back. Today we're using it for basically two
nations. No, yeah, I mean, he hasn't, what we talked about until now hasn't been that.
I don't understand, but now we're talking about...
The Rambam's not even talking about going off the derech. The Rambam is talking about doing an Avera.
But now when he's defining the word Baal Teshuva, he's talking about...
Whenever we said Baal Teshuva here, we have not been talking about anybody that has been born off the derech. It includes everybody.
But they didn't have that problem in the Rambam's time, where everyone, you know...
Right, we're talking about anybody who is doing tshuva, period. Has nothing to do with
kids off the derech.
What?
And we have plenty of people you've heard of in Israel. Gedolim was kids off the derech.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the people that went off the derech either. We're talking about people that talked Lashon Hara. Right? A person needs to do tshuva for that. We're talking about someone who was Mechal Shabbos B'shogig, or we're talking about somebody who got angry. Right? Such a person needs to do tshuva. Talking about somebody who comes late this year.
Uh-oh.
Cause of Aramba.
What about talking during davening? We would never do something like that, right?
Cause of Aramba. Idarke Hatshuva Mishan Nishamoy. One of the ways of tshuva is for a person to change their name. Kolaymar, meaning to say, Ani acher, I am someone else. Ve'inu zeh shechata, I'm not the same person that did the Avera. Those are the words of the Rambam. Mishana ma'asav, a person should change their actions. Kulam le'toiva u'le'derech yishara. That is, all of a person's actions should be changed for the good and for the straight path. And then the Rambam says, "Mishana v'kaimi, a person should change their place."
Go under the witness protection program.
So, you know what? The problem I have is always they say when you do tshuva, you're supposed to do just a little thing, a little nakuda, just start with something small. This is like a major.
Well, the Rambam does say that a person should go to the total other, to the other extreme,
right?
So that's a major thing.
So how do you reconcile it to that?
So you're like, talking about Asay Taif.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking about Sumira.
Uh-huh, okay. Good terms. Uh-huh. So from Sumira, you got to completely uproot it.
Right. Let's say a person that has an anger issue, right, where he usually gets angry 15 times a day. Let's say, you know what? Now I'm only going to get angry 14 times a day. You're not going to get there. Huh? You're not going to get anywhere. You've got a person has to go to the other extreme. A person has to uproot anger. Cold turkey.
So if you're smoking, you want to get rid of smoking, you've got to throw it away, cut it out, cold turkey.
Yeah. I'm not sure how it works with smoking, but I think it works that way too.
Yeah, it does work like that. Yeah. At least for me, it did.
All right, let's say somebody's an alcoholic, right? They're going to have only a couple drinks a day.
So in the other example, then...
He's talking about Asay Tov, when a person wants to start doing
more good things. Seder,
right? So you can't say, all right, I'm going to learn 18 hours a day.
It's not going to work.
And then you're going to feel the seven, but you don't, and then it's going to be...
Right, you can just drop the whole thing.
Call before you walk before you run.
In fact, I think Yetzer Hara tells you to do a lot, and then he says, you see, you can't do it, and then he says, you're a failure, just quit.
Yeah.
Quit while you're ahead.
The pashtes in yonah. So the simple understanding of the Rambam is ki achet tolui v'hoivi sholem. The sin is dependent on a whole. It's a whole picture. Kosher am nefesh achetas v'mklolus ma'asa v'mamakam shachata. Meaning, when a person does an avera, it's not a random avera. It is connected with the person that did the avera. It's connected with all of the person's actions and with the place that the person did the avera. So when a person wants to do tshuva on a certain avera, it's not enough just to do tshuva on the avera. You have to fix the person. You have to fix the place. Besides, yeah, there is.
You know, if that's the case, like, I've already lived in God knows how many cities. There's not enough cities in this world for me to live in.
let's see what he says. I don't know why you keep on moving around.
Right, exactly.
What's your real name?
Right, exactly. There are enough names. There's not enough names.
Sally? Hi, Sally. You're going to the other extreme.
When we darke a tshuva, and they're out of the ways of tshuva, she shanes kol ahivim amtsias hazois. So the derech of tshuva is to, for a person to change the entire picture, this entire existence of the avera. L'chein, therefore, tzarech l'shanes shmoy ma'asav. That's why the Rambam says that a person needs to change their name, their actions, and their place. That's the simple understanding. Amnam, yesh b'zeh inyan yoser amuk. But there is something here that is a lot deeper.
Gee, but it doesn't mean literally change your name. It means change, like, call you the late, whoever.